All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Sri Sri Guru and Gauranga. I'm Gurave Namaha, Om Parama Gurave Namaha, Kling Gauraya Namaha, Kling Nityanandaya Namaha, Sri Kling Radha Krishna Bhyam Namaha, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya, Om Gopijana Vallabhaya Swaha, Om Hring Bhuvaneshwara Namaha, Vancha Kalpataruvyascha, Kripa Sindhuvyai Bacha, Patitanang Bhavanebhyo, Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Trinadapi Sunichena Turariva Sahishnuna Amanina Manadena Kirtaniya Sadahari. Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Namaiva Kevalam. Kalo Nastiva, Nastiva, Nastiva Gati. Anyata. Everybody chant the Maha Mantra. Okay. So, last time I did a program under these circumstances, we were discussing the different aspects of Krishna in Dwaraka. So, the place where we left off was chapter 71. I will be asking questions, so pay attention. Let us begin this chapter. The Lord travels to Indraprastha. If you're ready to hear, then say Hari Bol. And let's say Hari Bol to those who are in India there. Hari Bol. All right, I want you to listen now with rapt attention. This chapter relates how Lord Krishna followed Uddhava's advice and went to Indraprastha, where the Pandavas celebrated his arrival with great festivity. Wise Uddhava, knowing Lord Krishna's inner desire, advised the Lord as follows. Quote, by conquering all directions and then performing the Rajasuya sacrifice, King Yudhishthira will fulfill all his purposes, defeating Jarasandha, protecting those who have taken shelter of you, and executing the Rajasuya Yajna. Thus the Yadavas' powerful enemy will be destroyed, and the imprisoned kings freed, and both deeds will glorify you. King Jarasandha can be killed only by being, and since Jarasandha is very devoted to the Brahmins, Bhima should disguise himself as a Brahmin, go to Jarasandha and beg a fight from him. Then in your presence, Bhima will defeat the demon. Narada Muni, the Yadava elders, and Lord Krishna praised Uddhava's plan, and Lord Krishna proceeded to mount his chariot and head for Indraprastha, followed by his devoted queens. Soon, Lord Krishna arrived in that city. Hearing of the Lord's arrival, King Yudhishthira immediately came out of the city to greet him. Yudhishthira repeatedly embraced Lord Krishna, losing external consciousness in his ecstasy. Then Bhimasen, Arjuna, Nakula, Sahadev, and others each embraced or bowed down to him as was appropriate. After Lord Krishna had properly greeted everyone, He entered the city as a fanfare of many musical instruments played and reverential hymns were chanted. The women of the city scattered flowers down from the rooftops, remarking on the extreme good fortune of the Lord's queens. Sri Krishna entered the royal palace and offered respects to Queen Kunti Devi, who embraced her nephew, and Draupadi and Subhadra offered obeisances to the Lord Krishna. Kunti Devi then requested Draupadi to worship Lord Krishna's wives. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, gratified King Yudhisthira by remaining there for some months. During this stay, he enjoyed strolling here and there. He would drive on chariots with Arjuna, followed by many warriors and soldiers. Chapter 72, The Slaying of the Demon Jarasandha. This chapter describes how Lord Krishna heard King Yudhisthira's request and then arranged for Bhimasen to defeat Jarasandha. One day, King Yudhisthira addressed Lord Krishna as he sat in the royal assembly. "My Lord, I wish to perform the Rajasuya sacrifice. In this sacrifice, people uninterested in your devotional service will be able to see firsthand the superiority of your devotees and the inferiority of non-devotees. They will also be able to see your lotus feet." Lord Krishna extolled Yudhisthira's proposition by saying, "Your scheme is so excellent that it will spread your fame throughout the universe. Indeed, all living beings should desire that this sacrifice be performed. To make this sacrifice possible, however, you must first defeat all the kings of the earth and collect all the necessary paraphernalia." Satisfied with Lord Krishna's words, King Yudhisthira sent his brothers to conquer the various directions. After they had conquered or won the faith of the kings in their assigned directions, they brought back abundant wealth to Yudhisthira. They informed him, however, that Jarasandha could not be defeated. As King Yudhisthira pondered how he could subdue Jarasandha, Sri Krishna revealed to him the means for doing so, following the previous advice of Uddhava. Bhima, Arjuna, and Sri Krishna then disguised themselves as Brahmins and went to the place of Jarasandha, who was very devoted to the Brahminical class. They introduced themselves as Brahmins to King Jarasandha, flattering him by praising his reputation for hospitality, and requested him to grant their desire. Seeing the marks of bowstrings on their limbs, Jarasandha concluded that they were warriors and not Brahmins. But still, even though fearful, he promised to fulfill whatever desire they might have. At that point, Lord Krishna discarded his disguise and asked Jarasandha to fight him in one-to-one combat. But Jarasandha refused, claiming that Krishna was a cowherd because he had once fled the battlefield. Jarasandha also declined to fight Arjuna on the plea that he was inferior in age and size, but being he considered a worthy opponent. Thus Jarasandha handed Bhima a club and took up another himself, and they all went outside the city to begin the fight. After the fight had gone on for some time, it became clear that the two opponents were too equally matched for either to gain victory. Lord Krishna then split a small tree branch in half, thus showing Bhima how to kill Jarasandha. Bhima threw Jarasandha to the ground, stepped on one of his legs, seized the other with his arms, and proceeded to tear him apart from his genitals to his head. Seeing Jarasandha dead, his relatives and subjects cried out in lamentation. Lord Krishna then appointed Jarasandha's son ruler of Magadha and released the kings Jarasandha had imprisoned. Please repeat, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So the 15 devotees online have just told me they love this question and answer session. They're really enjoying it. And they said that the singing is superb. So let's give a big hearty bowl to all the devotees on the internet. Let's read now the next chapter, summary. Lord Krishna blesses the liberated kings, chapter 73. This chapter relates how Lord Sri Krishna, after freeing the kings imprisoned by Jarasandha, mercifully gave them his audience and bestowed royal gifts upon them. When Lord Krishna freed the 20,800 kings Jarasandha had imprisoned, they immediately fell to the ground and offered him obeisances. Then they stood with joined palms and began to pray to him. Seeing their imprisonment as an act of mercy by the Lord, to smash their false pride, the kings prayed only to be granted whatever would facilitate their perpetual remembrance of Krishna's lotus feet. The Lord assured the kings that their prayer would be fulfilled. He instructed them, "My dear kings, worship me by performing Vedic sacrifices, and protect your subjects in accordance with the principles of religion. Fixing your minds on me, beget progeny, and remain always equipoised in happiness and distress. Thus, at the end of your lives, you will surely attain me." Lord Krishna then saw to it that the kings were properly bathed and dressed, and he had Sahadev offer them flower garlands, sandalwood pulp, fine clothing, and other things suitable for kings. That Sahadev is the son of Jarasandha, not the Sahadev part of the Pandavas. He's the one that's now going to rule the kingdom of Magadha. He seated them on chariots and sent them off to their respective kingdoms. In accordance with the orders that Krishna had given them, they began to carry out their various duties once again. Lord Krishna Bhima and Arjuna then departed for Indraprastha, where they met with King Yudhisthira and related to him everything that had happened.